It is Wednesday, January 29th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
Joining us now is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And I'm happy because it's almost February. It's getting there. Okay, I just went out of the really cold weather.
I figured.
I just went out of the really cold weather. And you guys should start thinking about Valentine's, gentlemen. We'll talk more about that later. Or maybe right now.
Okay.
Because we can talk about some visual arts and museum events around the region that you might want to take your sweetheart to.
Sounds like a good date to me.
In Little Rock through March 1st, Lights, Camera, Arkansas at the Old State House Museum. And a Mark Rothko in the 1940s exhibit at the Arkansas Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
In Dallas through April 27th, Robert Smithson in Texas. And at the Perot Museum of Nature and Science, Animal Inside Out. A little worried about that one.
Yeah.
In Tulsa, at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center Gallery, Lindsay Larimore, The Quiet Side of the Peephole.
Huh.
In St. Louis through March 2nd, Slavery at Jefferson's Monticello, Paradox of Liberty at the History Museum in Forest Park. And in Kansas City through February 9th, Impressionist France, Visions of Nation from Legray to Monet at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.
Well, I might want to see that last one, actually.
I want to see anything that's at the Nelson Atkins.
So. Sure. It's a great museum.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.